Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to this module, which is all about picking a profitable niche. Now, I actually call it niche now because I live in the US, but in the UK and in Australia, we call it niche. But in America, it's called niche or niches. And the reason why I like to actually use niches now more is because it rhymes with there's riches in niches. And I do not know who came up with that quote or that phrase, but it's very true. Picking the right niche is really the difference between success and failure. Because if you go into the wrong niche, maybe it's the wrong niche for you, a niche that's particularly crowded, or you bring the wrong offer to the right niche, or the wrong niche with the right offer, then nothing's gonna actually make sense, okay? So not to kind of overwhelm you at this point, but I wanted to just frame that because there are lots of riches in niches. And seriously, what I mean by niches is I mean different types of businesses and also different types of services as well, which we'll get into in just a second, okay? So there are lots and lots of niches, and I wanna show you just a handful of niches, just so you can see how many niches there are, because sometimes people say, oh, you know, if everyone's offering lead generation services to businesses, isn't it going to get saturated? Isn't it going to get crowded? Is there space for me? Is it too late? It is not too late, because businesses will always need leads and there are always new niches to go into. And also as well, niches go through cycles, okay? Because niches can get used to a certain type of offer, and then when someone comes and be's a little bit more innovative, which I'll talk about in another module, then you can actually, penetrate a niche again, okay? Because there are some niches that people, that are very popular. Niches like dentists and chiropractors are obviously very popular because they spend money on advertising, they have money as well, they're usually a great client. So lots of businesses go in there. But that doesn't mean that it's too saturated for you if you come in with the right angle, the right messaging, which again, I'll talk about in later modules, and you come in with the right hook and the right offer, okay? So that's really something that's important to understand, is that although some niches are very popular, you can come in, you can kind of beat the crowd and stand out from the crowd with something that's very different, okay? So I want to show you some niches and just show you just some niches and show you how many there actually are. So I actually just opened up Google and typed in local business niches, okay? And if you click here, there's 2,205 local business niches you can target. If you look here, there is a whole list of niches. I'll zoom in for y'all. I say y'all now more and more often the more I'm in America. But if you can see here, look, you got engine parts, overhead doors, packaging, environmental natural resources, attorneys, specialty schools, consultants. And here's the great thing, guys. There's niches within niches, which we'll get to in a sec. Because like consultants, there's different types of consultants, There's HR consultants. There's business consultants, There's life coaches and life consultants, right? There's different types of attorneys, or accident attorneys here. And so it's just crazy, right? Accounting and bookkeeping, painters, bookkeeping services, accounts receivable, loans. Loans is a huge niche. Supplies, exporters. I mean, guys, you can, the list goes on, and there are just tons and tons and tons of niches. So for someone to say, oh, is it too late to get into this, guys? If you can carve out yourself into a niche and position yourself as a specialist, that's going to allow you to really kind of cut through the noise and stand out, and then people will listen and you can get their business, okay? And if you can see, I mean, we can just keep going, but if you want to go on that website, you can go onto Google, type in local business niches. This particular website is Marketing Cheat Guides, but there are many, many more. 42 best businesses to target for SEO, 122 profitable niches. There's a lot of stuff, discover over almost 2,000 profitable niche markets, So it's just crazy here, guys. Look, more niches here. Another website with 1,999. I mean, it just goes on and on. So you should not have a problem with finding niches, because there are so many niches and there are riches in niches, okay? If you can specialize, if you can niche down and you can provide a service and be a specialist in that niche, and that doesn't mean you just stay in one niche, by the way. You can have a lead gen business that goes in multiple niches, but when you target those niches, you can tell them that you're a specialist in that niche, okay? And what a lot of people do, they tend to just specialize in just a handful of niches. Usually people will have, you know, 4, 5, 6 niches that they kind of get really good in, and that way then you get a bunch of clients. If you get like just 10 clients in each niche, you know, that's 50, 60 clients. They're paying you $5,000 a month. That's a $300,000 a month business you have there. Off 6 niches. And hey, why not go to 60 niches if you really want to keep growing, or go not just get 10 clients, get 20 clients or 30 clients. So hopefully you can see the scale here. This is absolutely huge, okay? So my secret and how we get amazing results and how we really stand out when we reach out to business owners using our multi-channel approach, which again will be in another video in this training. The secret is to focus on niches within niches, okay? And let me explain. So for example, one niche would be dentists. The niche within the niche is dental implant leads. So essentially, dentists offer multiple services, you know, dental implants, you know, teeth whitening, teeth straightening, multiple services, you know, dental cleaning. And what you do is you would reach out to dentists and go, hey, I specialize in generating dental implant leads. I can guarantee, you know, 50 leads a month, or your money back. Would you like to, you know, potentially chat and see if we can help you? You know, just giving an example here off the top of my head. And it just really kind of stands out. And why it stands out is not every agency or marketing company does this. A lot of marketing companies are just jack of all trades. They're just like, hey, you know, we can help you with your marketing, and that's all they do. Some of the smarter ones will do dentists. And then I think going down again is even better. And the reason why is you can pick services, okay, which we'll get to in a moment. You can pick services which are high ticket, services which are valuable, and they make sense for people to get leads. Because an average, you know, if I just look on Google here, if I type this in, you know, average dental implant price, okay. And so people are selling dental implants here for, you know, $2,000 a tooth, okay? And so some people have multiple, so that's just one implant. If you look, $1,000 to $3,000 for one implant. Now, what if people are missing multiple teeth? Or what if people have no teeth and they have dentures and they need a full mouth? Then you're looking at like 30, 40, 50 grand. And so one patient for that can be worth a lot of money. So that's why dentists who do dental implants, not all dentists do it, but dentists that do dental implants, they like dental implant patients because they are worth a lot of money, worth a lot more than people who just have, you know, teeth cleaned, right? Which is, you know, $90 or whatever, depending on where you're at. And so, you know, a dental implant lead could be worth, you know, 30 grand to a dentist. So how much are they going to pay a month for dozens of leads or hundreds of leads if you want to go big time with it, you know? A lot of money. And so this is why there's big money in these niches and picking profitable niches. So another example is loan officers. So a niche inside a niche is first time home buyers. Okay, so people who are buying a home for the first time. That's another niche. Med spas. So medical spas are kind of like aesthetic clinics, beauty salons, but kind of like more advanced, and they have actual doctors doing the work. And so med spas will do kind of higher end stuff, you know, laser hair removal, sometimes a hair replacement, sometimes they do. Cool sculpting is an awesome niche. It's basically a fat loss treatment. So they basically freeze the fat, and people can go in for an hour in their lunchtime, get the fat frozen off and lose some pounds and stubborn fat areas that are hard to go. And a cool sculpting machine alone for the med spas costs about $50,000 to $100,000. And so they need patients coming in for the machine, and cool sculpting patients will spend, you know, usually about, you know, $3,000 on average, $3,000 to $4,000 on average, let's say. And so a patient of cool sculpting is worth a lot of money to them as well. So there's another niche within a niche, rather than just saying, hey, I can help med spas, go in and help med spas that actually have a cool sculpting machine get leads. And these med spas have other services as well. They do lip fillers and Botox and things like that. And so there are lots of other services that you can offer them once they become clients. And so you can just sell them leads for multiple services eventually as well, which is very powerful. Chiropractors, you can specialize in knee pain leads or back pain leads or fibromyalgia leads or sciatica leads, different treatments and different services for different problems and pains and ailments. So because some chiropractors just love knee pain people, because people with knee pain tend to like stick longer. So you have to kind of look at these things and find out, you know, what chiropractors would like particularly, what kind of patients they like. And then you can specialize the campaigns, be different, bring in the right people, you know, bring in customers, patients, or clients that are worth a lot of money to these people, okay? Retail as well, another niche, retail. Another one is mattress leads. In fact, one of the students in the local boss program, James, who I've already mentioned, who got the car, he's big in the mattress industry. You know, he's generating lots of leads for mattress companies, and they love him. You know, and the, you know, mattresses can be worth anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000, and so you can cut some really nice deals with these people. That's the really cool thing. So, three things I look for when picking a niche, okay? Because there are lots of niches and it can be kind of overwhelming, wondering which one you should go into. But there's three things that I really look for when I pick them. And one of the things is high ticket pricing, okay? So things that are priced high, services that are priced high, because that way then if the services are high, they're gonna be willing to pay a lot more for leads, and they're gonna, you know, probably have a bigger budget as well, okay? Because businesses tend to be are willing to spend more for high ticket leads. Because, you know, if they're only selling, you know, a yoga class for $20, they're probably not going to sign up for a $6,000 contract for that, because they're going to need a lot of classes. They need to sell a lot of classes for that to work. Not saying that's not going to happen, because there are yoga studios that are big yoga studios. There are studios which have multiple locations, which you can do. But just generally, and there's also yoga studios which sell high-priced stuff, and they'll make you sign up to monthly contracts, which may cost, you know, $500, $600, but they're still not going to be in the thousands generally, okay? In some industries, they're always going to be high ticket. And so, you know, businesses are willing to spend more for high ticket leads. You can charge more for your services as well, which is obviously a bonus. And you only need only a few sales are needed for your client to get great results as well, which is cool. So if you generate them 100 leads and their service is, you know, $2,000, they're only going to need like 3 sales to make $6,000 in revenue. And if they have good profit margins as well, you know, they could be break-even point if you're selling a service for $3,000 to $4,000 a month. And obviously, if it's more, they're going to need to close more. But imagine just closing 3 leads out of 100, you know? That's the kind of stuff. And when people hear those numbers, they're like, yeah, we can do that. Let's do it. And that's how you can close the deal. And obviously then, if you're doing that, you have higher-priced clients paying you more, then you actually need fewer clients as well. And you can live an amazing lifestyle business with only just a handful of clients, literally like, you know, 5 to 10 clients. And you're living pretty nice with, profits of $15,000 to $35,000, which is nice, you know, with only a handful of clients really, which are very, very easy to manage. And if that's what you want to do, if you want to go to the moon and back, then you can do that as well, right? The other thing is, I like niches that solve a common problem, because they're easy to generate leads for generally. You know, the more pain, the bigger the problem, the better, I find, because it gets motivated buyers. And then when my businesses I work with get those people on the phone, they have a problem that needs solving, and then it's easy for them to sell the high price service, okay? So that's why I do like niches that solve a common problem. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't go into niches that, you know, and have people to have new kitchens, because that isn't really solving a problem. Don't get me wrong. I'm not completely discounting this. I'm just telling you what I kind of like to look for. High ticket is a must for me, but this one that solves a common problem, I usually do like it. But again, there are some niches like people who want brand new kitchens and some construction stuff as well. You know, sometimes there's some anomalies there, but at the same time, I wanted to kind of mention this because I do feel like these are the kind of things I look for that solves a problem. And buyers, and also I like, you know, the buyers with a problem tend to be actively seeking for the solution as well. If they're actively seeking for it and then suddenly they see the ad, they're a lot more likely to convert, okay? Because it's, you know, getting leads is fairly simple if you use the strategies, which I'm going to share with you in the rest of the training. but at the same time, you know, picking the right niches, getting the right people in, through the door for your clients is obviously going to really help retention and stick rate as well for your clients. And so, you know, example is people who hate their dentures. That's a big problem. You know, they're sick of their dentures. They hate their dentures. And the solution is dental implants, okay? So, you know, leads for dental implants, people tend to have a, you know, a tooth missing. And so there's usually an emotional thing behind that, a frustration which they want to get solved. Either they're embarrassed, smile, you know, they cover their mouth when they smile, they look down, they're not as confident. That's a big thing that businesses can then use to create the sale by kind of really kind of focusing on that pain that people are going through and making them aware of it, which they usually already are. And so that makes it easy to convert the leads as well. The other thing is businesses in the niche already advertise the, you know, the product or service already. So I like businesses that already advertise somewhere, okay? Because if they advertise somewhere, they already have a sales process to handle leads. Because businesses that have never advertised, they don't have a sales process. They don't understand lead generation. If they're only used to getting referrals and people walking in or people calling them up with a credit card, you know, hanging out, then they're going to, usually it's the team that needs to then be trained up to handle leads and call the leads and call them quickly and be able to handle the volume and know what to say on the phone to someone who isn't just throwing a credit card at you. You know, there's a process to take them through the sales cycle. Because oftentimes these leads will be what is called top of the funnel. You know, they're just getting in the funnel. And, you know, when they're at the bottom, they'll close. But if they're the top of the funnel, that, you know, there's a lot of work to be done to get them to kind of go in, go down, because they can just bounce out and leave the funnel and not come through. And so why I like it is because they understand you need to spend money to acquire a customer. They get it. You know, they're like, yep, I'm already doing this. Sounds good. How much? You know, what can we do? How many inquiries can you deliver? And they already have some, and they already have some sort of sales process dialed in, like I mentioned. And so if the service is being advertised successfully on TV, radio, magazine, or an online platform, that's a great sign. I love that. You know, I want to see success. And here's the thing. Maybe the business you're working with doesn't absolutely have to be advertising, but at least the service is being advertised by other businesses, okay? But I do like businesses who are already advertising much, much more, of course. But the actual business itself doesn't actually have to be advertising. I will still take them on. Just I understand that, you know, they're going to have a learning process here to get to do leads. But the other thing I like is if this service is just generally being advertised, it's generally pretty popular, then that's a good sign for me, because I know it's going to be easy to generate leads for. But again, there's rules, there's you know, there's anomalies in this, in these things. These are just things that I tend to look for, but it's not always the set rule. I will sometimes make exceptions to the rule, but I'm just giving you this. I'm just being completely honest with you. These are the things I like to see. And so if you're going after your first niche especially, you should probably follow these rules to a T. And then you can get a little bit more experimental afterwards. Once you get good at generating leads, you build that skill set up. You know, you learn that skill, you learn that kind of asset that you have in your own mind, in your own business, that you can actually generate inquiries for businesses. Because what a skill to learn. It's an amazing skill. And at the end of the day, business and how well you do and how much money you make is all relevant to the skill set you have. If you have low skill set, then you're going to be mowing lawns, you know, and because it doesn't take skill to mow lawns, right? It's a $10 an hour job. But again, if you have a good skill set, a high skill set like heart surgery, then you're going to get paid a lot more money because not many people can do it. It's all economics. It's supply and demand. And so the cool thing about learning how to generate leads is not many people know how to do it. There's even some, you know, top marketers that struggle with this kind of stuff as well. So this is a great skill set that you can take with you for life, for yourself, for your business, for your family, and for essentially be able to write your own paychecks. That's why I love the lead generation business. So, you know, look around at what ads you see on TV, online, in the mail, and on billboards, because that will kind of give you an idea of some niches as well. In fact, I found a niche from a flyer in the mail. It was a non-surgical facelift for a med spa, and that flyer came in the mail, and my team called up that med spa immediately to try and sell them some inquiries. So if you see businesses advertising, you know they're spending money, give them a call. Tell them that you can generate leads for them. You know, there's business everywhere, guys. Seriously, it's crazy. And also, it gives you lots of niche ideas as well. Niches you never even heard of. You know, on TV, flyers, radio, magazines. Thumb through there, see what's being sold. Find some niches. And if people are in magazines, usually, you know, they're making that work. And if they're in there for weeks on end, you know, if it works in a magazine, it's going to work on Facebook and Instagram for sure, you know. And so the next thing I want to cover is my first ever deal. So I want to just give you an idea and understanding of, you know, how I came around about it, how I picked my niche. And this is my first ever niche, my first ever deal. And it was CoolSculpting. Like I said, CoolSculpting machines reduce body fat on patients. There's thousands of local CoolSculpting providers that need more patients, okay? And they don't compete with themselves, okay? A CoolSculpting practice in, you know, Kentucky is not going to compete with a CoolSculpting practice in Ohio. It's just not going to happen. It's just, they're just, no one's going to travel more than, you know, 45 minutes really for CoolSculpting. Maybe an hour if they live out in the sticks. But essentially, you know, you've got like, you know, a 30 minute to an hour radius around any local business, really, whereby you can just help that local business in that area as well. But then you can help, you know, people just outside the radius of where they are, and you can just help more and more locations and just keep building up clients. And the patients are worth around, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 on average for the business, you know, sometimes $3,000 to $4,000, about $2,500 on average for the business. We promised, and then what I did, I promised to deliver them 100 targeted leads for $4,900 a month, and they paid upfront as well for that, okay? So that was my first ever CoolSculpting deal, and the results have been phenomenal. CoolSculpting is a great niche. It's not a huge niche, but it's a great niche. People like spending money. People like, you know, they need inquiries. They spend a lot of money on the machines, and so they are always prepared to try something new and try something out, which is why I love the CoolSculpting niche. And, you know, essentially, they're paying about $49 a lead. And as you can see down here, I actually have a screenshot from my first four clients that I got. And you can see they were paying $49 a lead, and this is how much the leads actually cost me. So one client was only $7.92. Another client, the leads, at the time of this, I had generated 318 leads for them at $10 each. So think of the margins on that. They've paid $49 a lead, okay? And this is what I'm giving them to them for, okay? Because what I'm going to share with you a little bit later in the training is that I actually use my ad account. I use my own ad accounts, so the clients actually can't see inside on what I'm doing. They can't see the ads I'm running. They can't see the leads that I'm running. So it gives me that sort of edge that allows me to, you know, charge what I want and not have the clients, you know, steal the ideas off me and fire me and then use the stuff and hire someone else. You know, if we part ways, then my campaigns come with me. Okay. Client three, $13 a lead, you know, $13.65. Client four on average, $14.60. And you can see hundreds of leads generated there for clients two, three, and four. Client one, still working with. And, you know, if you look there, they paid about $58,310 paid to us up front for the leads we've guaranteed so far. About $15,401.90 in ad spend using their money. Again, they paid me up front. I used their money. And the profit off just these four clients so far, based on this diagram, is $41,908.10 profit and counting from just four small local business clients. And I say in counting because these are monthly, month-to-month contracts, okay? So it's going to keep going up and up for as long as we work together, okay? And so as you can see here, huge profits, huge margins. Just the, I mean, how would an extra, you know, almost $42,000 in your bank account profit be, you know, if you could have that come in literally over the course of like, you know, I think this is about 5 months here with just these clients here, you know, literally. This is just these clients. There's many, many more, which is very, very cool. And so what I want to share with you is I want to also show you lots of other niches that are very popular with my students and stuff. So I'll show you some results that they've got as well, because that's CoolSculpting. This is Dalton. He landed a dentist at $4,000 a month and a chiropractor at $2,400 a month. and while also split testing stem cell therapy on their dime. Stem cell therapy, huge niche, very lucrative. People are throwing money at advertisers right now. They want leads, and they do seminars and different things like that they want leads for. So that's Dalton's results. Drew. So Drew did this in pest control. Okay, he obviously landed a client there, and or he had an audit call there. And so pest control is another niche. In fact, Drew is also in the pool niche as well. People who want pools. He actually literally messaged me this morning and told me that he's generating like 300 leads a month for people who want swimming pools. And he said profit margins are huge on that one. So he's in the pool niche. This is Glenn. He went in the dental implant niche. He started his first ever ad campaign following my training. And he generated 13 leads in less than 24 hours for dental implants. And he said, am I doing something wrong to get this many leads? All I can say right now is, wow, Adam is a genius. Well, you know, the system works. And at the end of the day, you've got to put the work in, okay? And so, you know, he said he has put this program together in such a straightforward and clear way that we can all be successful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Glenn. Jay landed his first clients, plumber, okay, for $2,000 a month, and electrician as well, okay? So there's other niches here. Another niche here is HVAC as well. Another niche, solar, $4,000 a month deal. So I wanted to just show you guys that, you know, using this system, you can literally go after multiple different niches. There's riches in niches. And as you can see, myself and my clients, and soon to be you, who are implementing this stuff, can go in and, you know, generate lots and lots of money by providing a real service for real businesses that need help. And so that's how I pick profitable niches, and also how you can do the same as well. And so I will see you in the next module.